You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Phil Rosenberg. Now, Phil, we've got a call here from Brian in Harlow who said, manned voyages to Mars. If it takes 4.5 years to get to Mars and 4.5 years back, he thinks it would be impossible for someone to spend 9 years aboard a spaceship. What do you think?
I think he's been a bit pessimistic there. I think it takes a little bit less time than 4.5 years to get to Mars.
How long realistically would it take, do you think?
You'd probably look at somewhere around 6 months or so, depending on exactly the orbits and the trajectories that you're looking at and how close Mars is to Earth at the time.
The way
it's normally done is that every 2 years, roughly, Mars does a close swing past of Earth. And so that's when we launch all our space missions, every 2 years. So what you're looking at for a human mission is you either go there and back really quickly while Mars is close, or you go there, spend 2 years on Mars until the next close pass, and then come back again. So one of those two options would be the one we go for.
One of the worries with human health isn't just the microgravity and that making our bones thin. It's the radiation exposure, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And radiation on Mars is going to be a serious problem because it doesn't have, you know, the atmosphere that the Earth does and the magnetic field that the Earth does to protect us like we are on Earth.
So it's not just the space journey. It's also on Mars itself.
Actually,
we're going to have to think very carefully about how we shield our astronauts then.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Phil. Now,